Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate. I'm having a great visit with our good friend, John Deeney. John Deeney. JohnFDeeney.com? Is that right?
Or and the blog is at awakeat2o'clock.com.
Awakeat2o'clock.com or JohnFDeeney, D-I-N-I.com. Check him out, folks. You can find your books. Can you find out more about your book,
How
to
Get a
Farmer's
Warrior? On either site.
All right, so check that out, folks.
There's a little quiz if you want to find out if you're a hunter or a farmer. That's on Awake. You can do a little 10-question quiz, and it'll tell you which you are.
The four corruptions John has identified for us, folks, that we got to deal with if we're going to solve our problems in America. The national legislature, we talked about that, healthcare, the healthcare industry. Higher education, we got that in last segment. Their
problems. Yeah, we squeezed that, so we had time for Wall Street.
Wall Street. I want to leave a whole segment for Wall Street because you know where I am on Wall Street, John.
Yeah, and
Wall Street,
I agree with you.
There's a disconnect between Wall Street and Washington and Main Street from an economic standpoint.
Oh, you almost misspoke. You almost said there was a disconnect between Wall Street and Washington,
Those guys, that's where the oligarchy lives.
And you can do anything and get away with it.
Yeah. They're not even trying to hide it anymore, are they?
No. All these scandals, subprime, derivative.
Not one person went to jail from what happened in 08.
They have smoking guns from hundreds and in some cases thousands of people.
Did you hear what? Do you remember what Holder said? He said, "We're concerned if we arrest some of these guys, it'll create another downturn."
Right.
He actually said it. That means they're too big to jail.
Yeah, they've got, I like that. they've got emails saying, "Oh boy, if anybody ever finds out, we're going to get in real trouble." And they find out, and they don't get in trouble.
Right.
I mean, you've got Goldman Sachs selling garbage to their clients out the front door
while they were shorting it on the
yeah, well, using their own money to short it out.
Right. Yeah, double dealing, you know, folks. Conflict of interest. Major conflict of interest.
And the government is complicit because the government has just, you know, taken on this Robin Hood role. Oh, we'll file charges against you. You'll pay $2 billion to get them off. And we'll parade in front of the public and say, look how we punish these people.
And then the Democrats try to say that Wall Street is the domain of the Republicans.
Yeah, that's funny. I just had a friend tell me the other day that he worked on Wall Street. He worked for a brokerage house, and he worked for a number of brokerage houses when he was younger. And he said, I'm sorry, every CEO was a huge Democratic Party supporter.
Of course.
I mean, you look at Bloomberg, you look at, you know, these people are all heavily Democratic supporters.
Yep.
I say all. I mean,
So what I've been talking about, to tie this up in a bow, John, I've been talking about the digital greed on Wall Street, incompetence and corruption in Washington, and collusion between the two is creating Russia-like oligarchies. Am I wrong?
Oh, I think that's absolutely right. I used to laugh when people would talk about the Trilateral Committee conspiracies. No, I seriously believe, you know, Ayn Rand had all these scenes of industrialists and government officials getting together in dark bars and plotting the future of the country and how they were going to enrich themselves. I think that's exactly what's happening.
Yeah, and they're not even trying to hide it anymore.
No, it's the revolving door.
Well, and let's pass. And I don't mean for this to get political, but look at Hillary Clinton's double dealing. Is there any doubt in anybody's mind that she used the Secretary of State's office to grow their foundation and her own husband's pockets, line her own husband's pockets? Anybody believe that she didn't do that?
No, and I know I'm going.
But they don't even. She's going to get away with that.
I know I'm going to tick off some listeners, but I had a friend say to me the other day, I'm so depressed because we've got a choice between a criminal and a clown. I said, I think we've got a choice between a criminal and a criminal.
Yeah. Well, that's what it's come to in America, hasn't it?
It's sad. You know, it's funny. I'm reading Hamilton right now.
Yeah.
And he was so opposed to broad voting rights.
Mm-hmm.
He said
they want to restrict voting rights.
He said the people don't know how to govern. They don't know who to pick. They don't know what they're doing. Don't ever, ever let everybody vote, or we're going to be in big trouble.
That's funny. That's pretty funny. Well, the thing that we've got to do, John, you and I are a generation that knows what America could be like. We have to, if we don't fix our, if our generation, if baby boomers don't find a way to fix this before we die, the young generations don't, they don't know what it used to look like. They won't know how to get back.
I agree. I think it's our responsibility.
So it's up to us. It's up
to
us.
Let's face it. Let's face it, Jim. As much as we don't like it, we let it happen.
Well, that's, you're right about that. You know what de Tocqueville said? You get the government you deserve. Hey, John, right. Thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks so much,
John
Jim.
Deeney, there's JohnFDeeney.com and awake at 3 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
Wake at 2 o'clock, not 3, 2. John Deeney will be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.